today throughout the world, but especially in this country and in Canada, we celebrate the Feast of the North American Martyrs, some of whom we know by name. There are many. There are about 18. I don't know all of them by memory anyway, but they are St. Isaac Yogue, St. Jean de Brébeuf, St. Jean de Lalande, St. René de Goupil, and a few others. Of course, that's the French pronunciation. You can figure it out for yourselves. They were mostly Jesuit priests and some seminarians, and a couple of catechists. And throughout the history of the church, catechists have had a very special place in the life of the church and of a diocese or parish. Nowadays, things are a little bit crazy, so we don't even have any here, but we have had in the past. But these are people who are commended. Saint René de Goupil was a catechist. Now, eventually, some of them would become priests. Either way, they came to the United States, and mostly in the area of upper state New York and lower Canada, where there were always many tribal wars among the Native Americans, the Iroquois and the others. The Iroquois were the evil ones. They were very mean and very bullish towards everybody else around them. And of course, we know the story about the North American saint, the Lily of the Mohawks, St. Kateri Takawitha, whose canonization some of us here attended. It was the last time that His Holiness Benedict XVI had a canonization before he disappeared in a way. And then her tribe was decimated by the Iroquois, and they just were very mean, and they would not convert. But they knew enough about the faith. They know probably more than some Catholics do. And so when they torture these people, these martyrs that we celebrate today, and of course I'm thinking particularly of St. Isaac Yogue, who most people know in English as Isaac Jogues, but the name is Isaac Yogue. Either way, they knew what to do. Now for the most part, they scalped them. And when somebody is scalped, they actually cut across your forehead and then they rip off the rest of your skin. So the only way you can have hair is to get a toupee. But most people did not survive that. And it was most painful, very bloody affair, because any wound to the head is extremely bloody. The blood flow, because that's where it all goes, hopefully to get to the brain. To some people, it just stays at the ears, but for most people, it goes to the brain. Either way, that's what they did to all of them. They couldn't do that to St. Isaac Yogue because he was bald, so they couldn't tear off his hair because he had none to tear. So, you know, there are some advantages to that, Orlando. But anyway, I guess they can still tear off your skin. Not a very pleasant thought. But they knew he was a priest, and they knew that there's something that priests have that is necessary in order to celebrate the holy sacrifice of the Mass. And that is your thumb and your index fingers. And what they did is they actually bit them off at the knuckles and spit them out. You see horror movies and you see that happening, but that really happened to him. So basically, he had three fingers left on either hand. Through some means or other, mostly for our edification, he escaped. Because I remember in moral theology class, we were taught that it is the moral duty of a prisoner to escape. So when a prisoner escapes, don't condemn him. He's doing what is natural to him, the law of survival. Now, it is the moral duty of the jailers and the police to catch them, and that's another story. So anyway, he escaped, and he found passage back to France. They were all French, by the way, in case you didn't figure it out from the names. He found passage back to France where he healed, and the Holy Father heard about this ordeal, and he gave him permission, a dispensation, we have many dispensations in our own lives too, dispensation to eat meat on Friday for some reason or other, or to not say this hour of the liturgy or another. Brother Jake every so often would ask me, can I be dispensed from Vespers today, especially when he was running late? And then I would say yes or no. Sometimes I would say no, because I'm really mean. But anyway, so those are dispensations. And so he obtained a dispensation to celebrate Mass without the index fingers or thumbs. Now, how he did it, only God knows. But either way, he did. And lo and behold, and this is why I said for our edification, the opportunity arose for him to go back to the United States and Canada, to North America. Most of those lands were, by the way, owned all the way down to New Orleans by France. You know, it was all originally Spain's, and then they lost it in wars and treaties, and that whole area was owned by France. Later on in the 19th century, Napoleon needed money for his nonsense, and so he sold it to us for pittance. You know, just like the Dutch got Manhattan from the Indians for nothing, for a few beads, and they were not rosary beads. And so anyway, that it was a French colony. And he went back, and the second time around, they said, well, he found a way to deal with the fingers. Now we're going to deal. Let's see if the Pope can dispense him if he can celebrate Mass without a head. And so, eventually, he was beheaded. But all these men, they were all men. There were women would not dare be sent here. And, of course, all the women were in cloisters until the 19th century. All the nuns were cloistered. And the title for a nun is somebody, a nun is a woman who is cloistered, who cannot go out ever or very, very little. The other religious, who are women religious, who wear habits or are supposed to wear habits, according to the Second Vatican Council, they are sisters. They're not nuns. We call them that, but they're not nuns. They're sisters. And there were no such thing at the time. And so the thing was, it was all men. And they all died a very, very horrible death. Some were burnt to death, beheaded. Then all the other tortures, all of them were scalped and so forth. And so, but he came back. He came back a second time. It was like Saint Sebastian. And the second time around, that was it. And so today we celebrate these. And the collect of today's Mass, I'm seeing if it's in English here. O God, who didst consecrate the first fruits of the faith in the northern regions of America, America Borealis, it's where called Boreacis, by the preaching and blood of thy blessed martyrs, vouchsafe unto us, we beseech thee, that through their intercession, the fruitful harvest, Florida, that's where that came in, and the collect in Latin, that's where our state gets its name. The Florida harvest of Christians may everywhere daily receive an increase through our Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord, and so forth. Amen. So today we pray for them, and we pray for their disciple, who was the first Indian American to be canonized, St. Catherine Tekawitha, who was a very wonderful young girl, the Lily of the Mohawks. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And by the way, the